بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: والله لا يؤمن، والله لا يؤمن، والله لا يؤمن. قيل: من يا رسول الله؟ قال: الذي لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم: لا يدخل الجنة من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, by Allah, qasam in Allah, he does not have iman. By Allah, he does not have iman. By Allah, he does not have iman. Rasulullah was asked, who, ya O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a person who does not have iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, one whose neighbor is not free from his evil and his mischief. This hadith has emphasized the importance of, again, the rights of the neighbor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizes by taking a qasam three times. And three times is, wallah, Allah's qasam, la yu'minu. This person does not have iman. Ulama explain what he means by not having iman. In other words, he does not have perfect iman. It does not behove a believer to trouble his neighbor and cause taklif and mischief to his neighbor. Iman is such that demands you to be humble, to be kind, to be compassionate, and to see the rights of people, especially your neighbors. And therefore Rasulullah said, wallahi la yu'minu, wallahi la yu'minu. Allah's qasam, this man does not have iman. He does not have iman. He does not have iman. Who? That person whose neighbor is not free from his mischief. The word bawa'iq means mischief. And the other hadith says that such a person shall not enter Jannah whose neighbor is not free from his evils. In other words, he won't enter Jannah in the beginning when all the Jannatis will enter. He will enter much later. Who wants to enter Jannah later? Every one of us wants to enter Jannah as soon as the doors of Jannah are open. We would wish to enter Jannah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here the person will be punished first because he troubled his neighbor. Then eventually, because he has iman, he will gain Jannah inshallah. Again, this hadith teaches us to be kind to our neighbor. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi's neighbor was a Jew. And when this Jew sold his house, he sold the house for double its price, double its value. Somebody asked him, but this is not the market value. Why are you asking for so much more? He said, one is for the value of the house, and the other is the value of being the neighbor of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. So imagine, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, the neighbor who was a Jew, even he attested to the fact that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was a good neighbor. And therefore he increased the price of his house. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا نساء المسلمات لا تحقرن جارة لجارتها ولو فرس نشات. متفق عليه. It's quite common. Neighbor will send some gift to the next door neighbor. Women folk will send some food and dessert or whatever it is. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, oh Muslim woman, يا نساء المسلمات, no woman should feel ashamed of sending anything to her neighbor, even if it be a sheep's trotter. The trotter of the sheep, something so insignificant and small, still you should not feel this below your dignity to send this to your neighbor. And the neighbor should not look down upon this neighbor who has sent this trotter of the sheep. It doesn't mean you must only send the trotter of the sheep to your neighbor. Yeah, the point here is that a person should not feel it too little and too insignificant to send something. And the neighbor who is receiving it also should not look down upon this neighbor and see what they sent. What are we going to do with this? So insignificant. No. We should appreciate the gift that the person has sent. And the hadith is also exhorting the neighbor to send some gift, send some food to your neighbor. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. These are simple ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which all of us can bring into our lives. To be kind to our neighbor. Remember the hadith of the Jisri, that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam advised Rasulullah about the neighbor's rights to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi thought, just now Jibreel will say that your neighbor even becomes your heir. In other words, the neighbor has many rights over us, and we should fulfill the rights of the neighbor. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.